from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Good football Friday morning, everybody. Russ Wilson limited in practice yesterday. That pesky calf is acting up again. And we will get to it. That is the story this morning. So we're going to spend the most time on that. Is he going to play? If he plays, how long is he going to play? Is Justin Fields going to play? If Justin Fields plays well, should he keep playing? There's a million different angles, and we will hit on all of them. But we start reacting to last night's football game. The Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20, and the Ravens thought they had that sucker all tied up at the end of the game, but a toe lands on the white, and so the Ravens are 0-1. That means we can wake up and be happy. But the thing that struck me watching last night's game, Doran, was that the Steelers, they're like the average Joes. You watch the movie Dodgeball, hell of a movie. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. And I look at the Steelers and I think, they got moxie. They got the toughs, but they're the average Joes. The Ravens and the Chiefs, to me, are Globo Gym. And they're built different. Oh, geez. Let's just run an end around to Xavier Worthy, who's the fastest man in America. Bang, touchdown. I look at the Ravens, and on one key fourth down play, it didn't work. They got Zay Flowers or Jones.
Flowers.
They got Zay Flowers ducked down beneath the right tackle, and the chief safety has no idea he even exists. He's probably counting. Wait, one, two, three, four. Oh, wait, where's on. The 11th
where's
guy?
That?
Where the heck is this guy? Bang, Flowers comes out. Safety goes the other way. Now, Ravens needed to put a block on one of the cornerbacks out there, would have sprung a big play. But the creativity that we saw from the Ravens offense, the creativity you always see from the Chiefs offense, the caliber of player on both offenses, and I hate to start the morning like this, doesn't mean the Steelers can't win their games this year, but it looked, Doran, to me, a layman, like those teams are a cut above, that those teams are playing, for lack of a better way of saying it, a different sport.
It looked like they both picked up where they left off in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I know that that was a low-scoring game, but they both teams look like that. You know, they're in week four.
Yes,
right now they weren't missing a beat. It was very, very exciting, very entertaining. First game of the season, and that's what you get whenever you have arguably the best quarterback of all time on TV, and arguably the best athletic quarterback of all time on TV, like, and they produced, and they are on a different level than everybody else, and rightfully so. And both teams have added. Obviously, Derrick Henry is the running back. I mean, he didn't do anything spectacular, but he's still Derrick Henry. You still have to
account
for him. I mean, mentally and physically. And then, like you just said, Xavier Worthy. I mean, even Travis Kelce wasn't a huge factor in the game. I think he had like two or three catches. But they have other weapons. They have other creativity. Those teams are in midseason form. They're in midseason form, and that's why this makes this so anxious for Sunday for us to view the Steelers, to see what the Steelers of 2024 have. Like, I mean, are we going to see creativity? Are we going to see some guys flash that we're not expecting to? Like, because they kind of have to. if you want to compete with that. Because that, at the end of the day, is what you have to go through.
Yep.
What we saw last night, if you're a Steelers fan, and we just talked about the Steelers having a great fan base, and we love the Steelers, we're from Pittsburgh, we love our Steelers and everything. Everything is all good always, year in and year out. Even if they win or lose, we still love the Steelers. But at the end of the day, what you watched last night, and most, probably about 98% of people who watch football and like the Steelers watched that game last night. That's what you got to go through if you want to win a championship.
It's scary. And I saw Pony tweet last night, the Ravens are a regular season team. They have been. That's kind of the problem, though. I know that you probably have Steelers fans that listened to exactly what you just said and thought, no problem, Baltimore. We handle Baltimore. Baltimore's going to win a bunch of games in a regular season. And you might beat them one out of two times. You might beat them twice. They're still going to win 12 games. That's what they do every year. So if you don't, and you fancy yourself a playoff team, you're going on the road. Because you're not winning the division. People criminally underrate Lamar Jackson around here because the Steelers beat him. He beats everybody else. And I realized they lost last night. You take their game, you transpose that against any other opponent in the NFL, save for maybe two, they're winning the game last night.
Yeah.
That's a great football team.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs, obviously, going for a three-peat. That's a great football team. I don't know that the Ravens, you say they picked up right where they left off last year. I would largely agree. I think they're trying to figure out exactly what they are. I don't think they want Lamar throwing it 41 times.
Mm-hmm.
But he carried it 16 for 122. Because you have to contend with Derrick Henry, who only had 13 carries for 46 yards, did have that touchdown early in the game. They're going to be a problem. The Chiefs are a problem. And the other thing is, the Chiefs add Hollywood Brown, and we'll see what that looks like eventually for them. The Ravens add Derrick Henry. The Chiefs add Xavier Worthy. Buffalo, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not only should Buffalonians be mad, everyone in the NFL should be mad at the Chiefs because you'd rather him be playing for Buffalo.
Yes.
Because they don't need that gadget. And he rushes for a touchdown and catches a touchdown. So you think about the additions that these teams made, and the Steelers did uproot their roster and change their quarterback room. But they didn't add any weapons. Xavier Worthy, Derrick Henry, Hollywood Brown, Van Jefferson. One of these things ain't like the other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, how are you going to fight fire with fire? I guess you're going to try to line up, play great defense, but you're going to have to score points. And from a roster creation standpoint, I don't think the Steelers did enough. They upgraded at the most important position, no question, but I don't think they did enough to keep up with the Joneses. And ultimately, I think that's where we're going to see this thing fall apart this year. It's early, and by that I mean, haven't played a dang game,
yeah.
But that's my read before the season even kicks off for the Steelers. You can win games the way they're constructed. Can you win the games?
No.
I don't think,
you
man.
You just can't. Like, it's just, I mean, and these teams can run the football, too. Like, it's not just in the air, as we saw with the Ravens yesterday. But, I mean, the Chiefs can run the football. Pacheco, you know, they can do multiple things. If you could do multiple things, then it's hard to prepare for. The Steelers really, I think it really comes down to offensive line, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
If this offensive line has to figure it out early. If they can be a decent offensive line, I think the Steelers will have a chance. As you saw last night, there were so many legal formations, and you know the Ravens' offensive line wasn't great at some points in the game last night. If the Steelers' offensive line could figure it out, I think that you could figure everything else out a little bit enough to try to compete.
To try to compete
with the guys that we saw, with the teams that we saw last night.
Yeah, I do think there's a recipe there. And this is one game, it's not gospel, but the Ravens had the ball for 34 minutes. Like, that's what you got to try to do.
Yep.
And you kind of, if you're zigging when everyone else is zagging, can you hold the ball for 35 minutes? Can you hold it for 36 minutes? Can you keep Patrick Mahomes antsy on the sideline and then convert a couple of those long, time-sustaining drives into touchdowns? If you do, that's the recipe.
Because
you do have the dogs on defense. The one positive I take away from just watching last night's game and relating it to the Steelers, and you kind of hit on it there, is they're really going to enforce the tackles needing to be up near the line of scrimmage this year.
Yeah.
I think that might benefit Mr. TJ Watt a little bit.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
I think finally you've got something that's going to get called that is going to benefit the defense. And when's the last time that the NFL has made something a point of emphasis where you go, oh, wow, that might actually help the D? I think if you are strictly enforcing that, that is going to help edge rushers in the NFL.
It will, but it might hurt the Steelers on offense too, because, I mean, if say that you do have Faltanu in there, you do have Broderick Jones, you have two young players that are just trying to just get their feet underneath them. I mean, the Steelers are moving the ball, and all of a sudden, flag. And then they get backed up. And then the whole play call changes. Then you have Russ Wilson going in there, and then you give up. Like, it could benefit the Steelers on defense, but it could also hurt them. So hopefully this gets cleaned up early on. I know that Mike Tomlin's with his guys right now being like, look at this. Just those clips of, well, I believe it was Ronnie Stanley maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just those clips. We need to make sure that we are cleaned up in this area because we cannot hurt ourselves.
Problem is, when they clean that up, I'd rather have Broderick Jones like a half a yard back.
Right.
I'd rather have, for God darn sure, Dan Moore Jr. half a yard back. A little wiggle room there. That would help. You line up correctly, it's only going to help the edge rushers. I didn't think of it from that standpoint. For that, I am dumb. Dang it. It is 6:11. It's time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they could do for you. I kind of like the kickoff rule now. I didn't love it before. I think it's quite complicated. I do think based on one game, you're going to have more of a competitive play. It's not just going to be pee break or beer break time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's better. I don't know that anybody was asking for it apart from NFL coaches. And maybe the players union wants it because more guys are going to get a chance to play.
Safer.
It is supposedly safer, yeah.
It definitely is.
The only reason I say supposedly is because there's going to be more returns, which means there's going to be more chances for injury. But as far as the play is concerned, it's absolutely safer. You're definitely right about that.
Yeah, you're eliminating all the collisions, like the big collisions. The physics of running down and running into somebody just doesn't make sense. Running down at 20 yards full speed and guys standing still, like now you're, 5 yards apart and it's more like a offensive-defensive play.
That's true. If I get rear-ended in traffic by some old lady, okay, there might be a scuff on the back of my car. If someone hits me going 70.
Different.
Ring, ring.
Yes.
Hey, insurance, how we doing today? Not good.
Not good.
Yeah, you're right about that. I saw an old lady driving from work like 3 days ago, swerving. I'm like, what is this person driving? I might have to call 911. I look over. She's in two lanes. She's doing one of them things. She got the steering wheel, and all you see are eyes.
Oh, my
God. It looks like a Bug's Life. All you see is just two eyes up over the steering wheel. I'm like, all right, that makes sense. What are you, 97 years old?
Jeez.
R.I.P. Grandma. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our guy Russ, he's not young. Woke up yesterday, that calf not feeling so good. Today, a big day, clearly. Is he going to practice? Is he going to be limited? What's the deal? We'll get into all that and what it might mean for the Steelers on Sunday when we come back. It's a football Friday. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened. I did that yesterday. I'm going to set me up with a heart monitor, Doran, that I got to wear for 30 straight days.
Oh, so they can track you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I got to take that off during lovemaking.
No, I think they need to track that too. See what spikes and how, what your levels can get to.
Yeah, like, are you safe to have sex?
Right.
I think you're always safe to have sex, even if you're not.
It's not true. You could have a heart attack having sex.
I understand that. I think you're just gonna risk that. I know I am. Real quick, before we get into the Russell Wilson, Justin Fields stuff, guys. If the Ravens' touchdown to Ice Likely at the end of the game holds up, if that toe is on the green and not the white, you got to go for two, right?
They were going to.
They were?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were going to.
I didn't see any of the post-game comments, apart from some trash talk going back and forth between the two teams. They said they were going to go for two?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know Harbaugh's aggressive.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that. Mm-hmm. You're on the road.
Yeah.
They're doing all that nonsense.
Steal one. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I feel like they would have got it, too. Mm-hmm. Now, I did see that Lamar missed two wide open guys in the end zone before he hit that final pass. That wasn't. So he probably wants it back. One of the Ravens after the game said, we played our worst game we're going to play all year. If that's the best they got, we'll see you in the playoffs. Yeah, I'm sure the Chiefs will get better, too.
Yeah.
What I'm sensing between these two teams, and particularly from Baltimore's side, is they got that deal going like the Steelers did in 17 with the Patriots. I think they've made it all about the Chiefs. They play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I think they're so focused on Kansas City. We got to beat Kansas City. Just be careful, Baltimore.
Isn't everybody, though?
I think so. But they're talking about KC in a way that I don't think KC cares about them.
No.
Right?
No, bigger brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm the Chiefs, I'm thinking, we're the Chiefs. We're going to go win Super Bowl number 3. We ain't cared about Baltimore.
Nope.
We beat you in your place. Now we beat you in our place. We'll beat you. You want to play in the sandlot? We'll play in the sandlot. You want to play in the street hockey court? We'll play out there. And we're going to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, the big story. Russell Wilson limited in practice yesterday with a calf injury. I don't think he's going to play, Doran.
Really?
Just my read, because they were so careful with him during the preseason, they didn't want to re-aggravate it. I think you got to, if you really believe in Russ, and they seem to, they obviously do, you got to take every precaution to make sure this doesn't turn into a Joe Burrow thing. That's just my read. It's an educated guess. I have not been told anything. Today obviously looms large, but limited, and then they sent him to go see the doc. I just think they're going to be careful with Russ.
I wonder what he did, though, to re-aggravate it. I mean, was it in drill? You know, obviously, you know, we don't know that stuff. But what I do know, and not to scare anybody, is usually the calf starts and then the Achilles is next, especially whenever you get older.
Oh.
So that's why that they're so cautious, because it could just end up popping at some point. And this is the second time that this has happened in the last month. It's I can see now. Now I'm starting to come around to where he might not play.
Yeah.
Wow.
If it's a playoff game, he goes.
Yeah.
If it's a must-win to get into the playoffs, if it's mid-season divisional game and he's operated the offense for like 8 or 9 weeks, I think he might go. But it's game one. He is your starter. I think you got to protect a guy who's in his mid-30s who, while he is mobile, he's definitely not what he used to be. And now you take some of that mobility out. I'll tell you what I'm doing. Justin Fields, at 100%, I'm taking over a Russ Wilson at 85, 90%.
Yeah.
I think that gives you the best chance to win behind an offensive line that we think is not a finished product in game one.
Russ Wilson, you know, his good characteristics as a quarterback, they would be kind of out the window, moving around,
right,
extending, creating with his feet and his legs. You know, he's not a burner anymore, but he still does that. He still can get out of sacks if he has to. He's smaller, he's low, he's to the ground, he moves to the left, moves to the right. Like, he would not be able to do any of that stuff. So I'm with you as well, like 100% Justin Fields. Man, does that change everything, though. So everything that you've done for the last 10 days, you're back to the drawing board. But, you know, alongside that, you are preparing for Justin Fields. Like, you always do prepare to have the backup quarterback in there. But now, like, the whole game plan is going to change. Because I do believe that Arthur Smith has a certain game plan for Justin Fields and for Russell Wilson. Now it's Friday. You're 2 days before the game. They're game planning really hard right now.
Yeah, it's a totally different deal. And Russ, well, he might scramble for a first down or two. He's running to set up the arm, whereas Justin Fields is running because he could take it to the house anytime he touches the football. And if Russ can't get out on the edge, that totally limits him. They want to do some of that stuff within the framework of the offense. Play action, waggles, boots, nakeds, all that kind of stuff. And you're not going to do that with his calf injury. And I know that people are saying, like, here's a text right now. That's not an educated guess, Crowley. It's just a plain old guess, unless you know something most people don't. It's just a guess.
About
me saying, I think Russ is not going to start this game. It is an educated guess because I just know the way Mike Tomlin's always operated. Now, Russ is a veteran. He's never played a regular season game for the team. And while they trust him as a veteran, practice for guys who ain't been around is always going to be the guide. If he doesn't practice in a full capacity today, I just don't think he's going to do it. And Russ, when he played the first preseason game in what they said was a limited capacity, we've already seen it. He was not the same guy as he was in the second preseason game, or I guess the third for them, when he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to dial back, and it was the preseason, but they had to dial back what they wanted to call in the offense because they didn't want the guy to get even more injured.
Right.
So that's what I'm talking about whenever I say it's an educated guess. I know how Tomlin has always historically operated, and I know what it looked like this preseason when Russ had time to recover and when Russ, they felt like they were kind of rushing him back. You saw two totally different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. This is all smoke and mirrors gamesmanship from Tomlin. Man, Tomlin is a gamesmanship guy. You do not screw around with practice report stuff. You do not make guys questionable when they're not. You do not make guys probable when they're ready to go. You just don't mess around with that kind of stuff because you get big old fines and draft picks taken away. It's a big deal.
Well, I mean, seen it happen. I mean, he just has to go in and get treatment, which he's already been getting treatment. It's like, oh, man, it's tight. And then that could pop up on the report. Like, and then it's like, okay, like right after practice is you're limited in practice. Then you go right to the training room. You're right into the training room after film. And then you document all that stuff. So I could see that. That was my first thought. It was like, oh, that he wants to keep Atlanta on their toes, saying that Russ has tightness. But, I mean, did you see a clip of Van Jefferson where he was asked the question, like, who's going to be a starting quarterback?
He said he doesn't even think that it looked like Russ was limited.
He was like, I think it's Russ, right? So, I don't know.
I think, shocker here, today's going to tell the story.
Yeah, whatever the capacity he practices.
If Russ doesn't practice, folks, he ain't going to play.
No, it's the first game of the year.
If he's listed as limited, I don't think he's going to play. If he's listed as full health, absolutely go. Texter, Crowley, your hot take is totally off base. You're not a doctor. Thank God you get paid to talk. You have no idea. Better stick to reporting something you know something about. I'm just telling you the way that Tomlin's always done it. And it's not like you've got a backup quarterback in Justin Fields who hasn't gotten reps. The one silver lining here is that this is a calf injury that kept Russ out before, and so you got to see a ton of Fields. And I think that the first-team offense is going to feel good with Justin Fields back there. It's not like when Trubisky and Kenny and Mason were quote-unquote competing for that job and only one guy was getting starters reps. Mm-hmm. Now, Justin Fields probably took more reps.
More the majority of
them. Yeah. So you have to factor that in, too. How confident are you in the backup quarterback? I think very. There's also this. And Dorn, you know way better than me on this. This is very concerning that he hurts his calf the first thing he's asked to do in training camp. Stupid as it was to ask him to do it. Now he comes around right before game one, re-aggravates it. You just hope this isn't something that Russ is dealing with all season long, but in his mid-30s, yeah, he's going to be.
He's going to be. If it's true. You know, if it's true, I'm still holding out. I mean, I'm just being honest. I don't know. I think it's more fodder than anything.
Really?
I really do. Yeah, deep down. I do. I think he wants to keep Atlanta on their toes, make sure that they have to prepare for Justin Fields. I think that, you know, I mean, I don't know.
If I'm going to meet you there, I would say it would be an abundance of caution thing then. That they're a little bit concerned, but you're going to go over the top in the way that you treat Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure, okay, you felt tightness, you felt a twinge, whatever it was, they have called it tightness. Let's just make sure we get you into the game without the tightness turning into a pool or something worse.
I mean, look at this. Tell me if I'm wrong. Like, they give vet days, right? Doesn't Sam Allo, like, we've seen it over the years. Everybody gets vet days. I mean, this is a way to give Russ a vet day, but also still be out there because he is the starting quarterback. He does need the reps. He does need to be on the same page. It is a new offense, but he's limited, but it's a vet day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound off base?
I mean, it's possible. They used to give Ben every Wednesday off.
Right. Like, and during the season, maybe Russ will get off, but now it's the first game of the year. We can say that he's limited. He's going to go out there. He's going to throw, but he's not going to move in any capacity because he is older to a high level that everybody else is moving. We could say that he's limited in practice because he is limited, but it's also a vet day. We're going to give him that day off, but he still needs to be in there to get on the same page.
Yeah, and it almost becomes a convenience thing. Hey, well
yes.
It doesn't feel great.
Right.
Let's say he's limited. I could see that. I'm going leaning more towards the other way, but uh-huh. I absolutely could see that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, little hypothetical next. Let's say Fields does start and they win. What do you do?
Mm.
Might need to open up the phone lines for this one at 412-928-9370. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, Justin Fields gets the start on Sunday. And he goes in there, plays well. You win. You're 1-0. You're going to Denver. Russell Wilson cleared for the following game. Who do you start at quarterback, Dorn?
Oh, my goodness. Depends on what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how we win. If it's ugly, clearly, I'd go back to Russ. But
agreed.
If it's significant and our offense is just sparking and Justin Fields is just extending drives and in the red zone, he's efficient. He would have to play the cleanest game of probably his career for me to probably start him. But
really?
I think that might be possible. But I would think about it. I mean, why not? You got to ride the hot hand. You have to.
I'm with you. If he plays well, and I'm a big Russ guy. I've been saying it the whole time. I think Russ gives them the better chance to win, but I can be disproven on that in one game. If Justin Fields goes out there, if he plays, and again, pay attention to the practice report today, the injury report today. If Justin Fields plays, and he doesn't turn the ball over, and he throws a couple of touchdowns, and he runs for like 50 yards, I'd have a really hard time not giving him the ball for the next game.
Yep.
This is an offensive line that should be much better in running the football than in pass protection. And if he shows that he can hold up behind it, then I think you roll with him. You roll with the hot hand. I don't think these guys have such a gulf between the two of them that he can't change your mind in a game.
Yeah.
Now, he would have to be very good.
Very good.
If they win and it's 20-17 and it's ugly football like you're saying, Doran, then I'd be totally comfortable going back to Russell Wilson. But if Justin Fields were the reason or a reason why they win the game, I don't know how you turn away from
how
him.
How do you? You can't.
Mm-mm.
You can't, because it would look different. It would look, I mean, he would have to extend plays. He would have to use his feet. He would have to make all the throws. He would have to be so dynamic and run an offense that is just unstoppable. You know, really, with the read option and the things that he does bring to the table, that it would just make it so hard. Why wouldn't you run with that?
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to manufacture a lot of things. As we stand here right now, just as the Pittsburgh Steelers offense, you're going to need to manufacture, because you don't have the explosive players that we saw last night. So if you can have your best athlete on the field, literally your best athlete probably on the team, on the field at the quarterback position, and he plays well as a quarterback and as an athlete, you have to go with that.
You do.
That has to be it.
And it's not like last year where Rudolph plays well. Well, should we go back to Kenny? No, because you've had one quarterback that's played well all year, and it's not just Kenny, it's Trubisky too. Okay, Russ, or excuse me, wow, Rudolph won you game. Do you go back to Mitch? No. Do you go back to Kenny? No. It's not like when Ben would be hurt and Landry comes in and plays well, you're going back to Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a set-in-stone Hall of Fame starting quarterback, and hey, Russ might wind up in the Hall of Fame one day, and he will. He never played a regular season down for you.
Mm-hmm.
And while I think there was never really a competition, I think both guys bring enough to the table that the gap's not super big between the two of them. If Justin Fields goes out there and balls, you roll with the guy that goes out there and balls.
Yes.
Just like if Russell Wilson goes out there and plays really good football, you don't even think about going to Justin Fields. You haven't had a good offense for 3 years.
Right.
Maybe longer than that.
If it looks good,
yeah,
that's what you keep.
If somebody provides that spark, I'll say it this way. If somebody puts a doggone thing in the end zone routinely, cleanly, you ride with that guy. That being said, I would go Justin Fields if he's at 100 and Russ is like 90. But I'm not so sure Justin Fields goes in there and plays well.
No.
I don't have a ton of faith in that.
No.
I have more faith. Like, again, if it's 100%, 100% for both guys, I'm going Russ, because he's not going to turn it over. If Justin plays behind this line, he's going to do some things that are magical. He's also going to probably put the ball on the ground, and he's probably, even though Russ gets sacked a lot, he's probably going to take some sacks that even Russ would not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this conversation about Justin Fields that we had leading up to the decision being made, that Fields is the better option in some people's eyes because he can move around behind a bad line. I don't know that he makes it easier on the offensive line, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
I think he holds the ball even longer than Russ, and I think that can be problematic.
Yeah, it would have to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. In a lot, and more the quarterback areas. Like, you know that he can do, and if he wins the game with his feet, then yes, that's great. But it would have to look really good as a quarterback and making the correct throws, being efficient with the football for me to say, yes, you're the starter.
Kind of like Mason did last year.
Yeah.
Ball goes to the right place, run after catch, things of that nature.
And win the game.
Right. And so the hypothetical is, if Fields starts and Fields plays well, who do you start game two? 412-928-9370. We'd love to take calls on that. Again, at 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'll be very clear on this. If Russ is healthy and starts, I think the Steelers win. If Justin Fields starts, I think the Steelers lose.
Okay. What if it looks like last night? What if it's a game like last night and it's Fields? And it's like, okay, a couple seconds left, a toe is out of bounds in the back of the end zone by Pat Freiermuth, and they lose the game. But Justin Fields plays very, very well. Then what do you do?
I go with Russ for two reasons. It's easy to fall back on. We lost. And
Yeah. And
I want my guy going into Denver and showing out.
Yeah, good point.
But I don't feel super great about that. That's a great question by you. If the offense plays well and you lose by a big toe or a toenail, it's a tough call. But I'll say if you lose, I'll go back to Russ, because you can always then go back to Justin Fields.
Correct. Yep.
If need be.
Yep.
What do you people out there think? You people at 412-928-9370. How about Doran's hypothetical? If Justin Fields were to start, play well, and you lose, what do you do? If Justin Fields goes in there, plays well, and you win, what do you do? 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's a football Friday. The Ravens 0-1. Even if the Steelers lose on Sunday, Doran, they'll have the tiebreaker over the Ravens because it's an NFC loss.
Correct.
So there you go. There's a silver lining for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to start at quarterback? The national reports are the Steelers are unsure, and we're unsure. We'll find out today. Probably. The practice report will be telling. They don't have to let us know until the weekend, and then you look at the inactives and all that jazz. So, question mark. And the question for you, if Justin Fields does start and win and play well, do you roll into Denver with Justin Fields as QB1, 412-928-9370. A texter makes a good point here, Doran. Steelers could say, we're going to let Russ rest this calf up, and then you keep playing Fields, and you could just say Russ isn't healthy, and you could spare Russ's ego, and then if you need to break glass in case of emergency at some point, you can flip it right over to Russ.
Yeah.
That makes some sense to me.
Makes some sense. Yeah. But to spare the egos of both, if you're Justin Fields, you got to worry, not his ego, but if he is playing well, like, he's going to want to stay in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then that could cause some friction, because it's like, I played well, I feel like I deserve to start, but you're going to go back to Russ. If Russ is actually injured and you're worried about him, do you put him on IR? Because then you don't have to worry about anything. Russ, you're on IR, you're hurt. All right, go ahead, go get healthy, be around, but you're not going to be a threat to Justin Fields in the game, and Justin Fields is not going to be a threat to you. So, Justin, you get these elite, what, four games? Put him on short-term IR. Justin, you got the four games. You're playing well. We like what you're doing. Good. When Russ comes back, then it's like, okay, we open it back up.
Well, and they did protect Russ big time during training camp. And I realize game's different than training camp, but it was all about protecting that guy. And look it, man. It was 3 weeks where he wasn't really practicing.
Right.
So three, four, not that big of a difference. Here's the other thing, too. And this is kind of what we thought way back when Russ did get hurt. This is your chance to kind of have your cake and eat it too. It's tough, I think, for Tomlin to justify, if all things are equal, if both guys are healthy, we're going with Justin Fields, because veterans pounded the table to get Russell here in the first place. But he's hurt, and you play Justin, you could take as long of a look as you want at him and not ruffle feathers, and see if he is your quarterback of the future. You can kind of have it both ways here. That does make some sense.
And it's the Falcons, the Chargers, it's the Broncos. It's games where I think you can risk that.
It's not murderer's row.
Right.
Not like the end of the season. I really do think, though, if both guys are at 100%, especially for a game one, you go with Russ. This is just my philosophy on game one. The team that screws it up the least is going to win.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's a finished product. Even last night, the offenses looked good. We still saw procedural penalties, mistakes, drops, timing issues, things of that nature. Justin is the guy that is more mistake prone. There's no question about that. But it doesn't look like we're looking at a situation where it's both guys being at 100%. And a limited Russ, we saw what that looked like in the second preseason game. It ain't great. 412-928-9370. I promised we'd get to calls. We have callers lining up on this. If Justin Fields starts and plays well, what are you doing week two? Plus, we did this last year. It was very popular. That came out as Trump. It was very,
very popular.
Very popular.
It was very good.
A vibe check. Now I'm losing it. We got a vibe check. 412-928-9370. So two concurrent topics at once. How do you feel about Steelers v. Falcons? Give us some predictions. And if it is Justin Fields and he plays well, what do you do? 412-928-9370. Open phones, baby. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.